Hey, beautiful life, Om Shanti. It's 5:30 a.m. here in Palakkad. I've reached Palakkad yesterday and I'm recording this podcast for the 19th of May. And yes, it's been, I would say, a tiring journey and a mixed one too, because we had to meet the relatives of the near and dear ones of my own relatives who passed away due to burn injuries. And it was a tragic moment, and definitely we wanted to be there for them and show us love and affection. So I think that's very important. We need to participate when there's joy. We also need to participate when there is sorrow, and so show solidarity, right? That's very important. So Seema and I actually went early in the morning. I did my run. I woke up in my usual time at around 4:30 and I did my 7K run. I did a short run because I intended to do blood donation. So I wrapped up my run by 7, got ready, had my curd and dark chocolate peanut butter shake. I just loved it. It was really, really nice. And I was quite pumped up to donate blood. So we left home, you know, along with our packing. We decided that we'll donate the blood, and from there itself, we'll go to Mangalore station. It's from where we're going to park our car and then aboard the train from Mangalore Central to Palakkad. That was the plan. I reached the venue where the blood donation was there. It's hardly 400 meters from our place. Reached there at around 8:20 a.m. and around 8:45, 8:45, 9, they started the blood donation camp. Filled my registration form, everything, weight done, and they checked my hemoglobin. It was 11.9. quite surprising. So they said it has to be minimum 12.5 and they cannot take my blood. So Seema said okay, that she would try it, and she did, and her blood this came to 12.3. so both of us could not donate blood yesterday. It was pretty disappointing. Now I've been taking this iron supplement, but not recently. Now, I remember I stopped it after my hemoglobin was around 3.5 or 13.9, sorry, 13.9. So I was quite happy. So in September, around September, I had stopped taking the iron supplement and did not order it back again. I should have done that. Now, at hindsight, I remember that our diet definitely lacks a lot of iron, and of course the absorption also might be a bit of a challenge. Nonetheless, I've ordered an iron supplement for myself and Seema now, so hopefully, you know, that should get back on track. And yeah, pretty surprised with that, and pretty disappointed also that I could not donate blood. I was really looking forward for that. Anyways, we left directly from there to Mangalore. So since I had not donated the blood, I drove a car. We reached Mangalore Central at around 10:05 a.m. And we parked our car. There's a parking facility, and we told them that we'll be out for 3 days. So I think it's 360 for 3 days or so. So we paid that amount and we came back here. And then we boarded this train. The train was already there. And after keeping our bags, we came out and we went to this railway station cafeteria. And we ordered ghee roast and idiyappam. You know, so, and had a cup of coffee. So that's what we had at around 10:30 or so. And both of the trains, the train journey, it's a chair, AC chair. So it's a sitting one, it's not lying one. So I think it's 7 hours from 7 hours from Mangalore to Palakkad. So we boarded that. Train journey was, I would say, pretty okay. Not anything eventful, of course. I was working. I had my connects. I had my reviews. So, did quite a few reviews and connects while I was traveling. So, that journey was quite nice, you know. And then I was tired. I did miss my usual power naps. So, I just couldn't push myself to work anymore. So, watched this movie for some time. Patna Shukla or something. Some movie, random movie which Seema kept on her mobile. And then we finally reached our Palakkad at around 5 p.m. And we reached our little space around 7:15. Of course, it was a moment where we were really wondering what could have gone right, what went wrong, how this could have been avoided. But after all, a loss is a loss, right? It cannot come back. We sat with them for till 7 o'clock, and then they offered to drop us to our friend's place, who stays in Palakkad. Just brought a new house, and they invited us to stay overnight. So we said okay. Now, the way, it was around 9 kilometers, but, you know, the GPS, as usual, will never take you to the right route, right? It always takes you to the back route. So, we were stuck at one place where we just couldn't take the car any further. And so, we had to dial back, go back and again call my friend, who then directed us to the right, path. Nonetheless, came back here and... freshened up. First thing, we had to have shower, wash the clothes, or did all of that. And then, started catching up with my friend from Hyderabad. Long time. After I shifted from Hyderabad, it's the first time I'm meeting him. So, had a good time catching up with all the things, speaking about running, of course, and all the work, place in Manipal, everything. And then we had dinner at around 9 o'clock, 9, 10. At 10 o'clock, we finished our dinner and we wound up for the day. We winded up for the day. I do not know whether the grammar is right. But yes, 10 o'clock, we hit bed. So that's how my day went by. And... every time we see death at close quarters, we remember how fragile we are, definitely. And life can just go out at any instant. Now, you get a thunderstrike, you're gone. Anything can happen to you at any point of time. No matter how careful we are about our health, how careful we are about everything we do, life is not in our hands, right? But one thing that's in our hand is definitely, to be happy and to live a life to our fullest. But in this process, one thing we need to remember is also handling our friends and family with a little bit of maturity. That's very important. Do not force your views on them. Definitely advice, but leave it at that, because every person is intelligent enough to take their own decisions, right? That is very important. But when you try to force results, it can backfire, and that might not have a good result, right? Be good with everyone. At the same time, be smart enough to understand where to draw the line and don't cross that. And of course, the person who's advising himself, I have crossed my line many times. I have learned from my mistakes. And that's why I'm advising that, you know, we need to know where to draw this line. So I hope you'll have a fantastic day ahead. Please do take care of yourself and enjoy the rest of your week. Om Shanti.